Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, well, well. Hello, everybody. Here it is. TGIF. Oh, yeah. It is Friday. What are you throwing?
Dog socks.
It's over the screen.
Yeah, dog socks. Yeah.
As we get going, you'll understand why the dogs have socks. All of them are obsessed with our socks. And they seem to get mine the most. So we have given them, oh, it's Saturday. Oh, my God. I'm a day off. Thank you, Captain. Oops. I said, it's Friday.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you definitely are a day off.
It was.
I didn't hear, so I didn't know. I wasn't even listening.
Okay, let's try this again.
It's a day.
Yeah.
It is a day.
Yeah. So, yes, it is Saturday, isn't it? Well, happy Saturday. Whew. And, yes, our dogs have their own bunches of socks. Whenever ours get to the point where they're a little worn out, they get socks. Otherwise, they go, yeah. Better than shoes. What, Jim?
I said they still go looking for yours because you don't. You make them accessible, so they go looking.
And mine probably don't stink like yours.
Mine don't stink either, but I hide mine.
Anyway, I want to welcome you all, blog talkers, Facebookers. Glad to have you with us. I want to remind everybody, as usual, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for these readings that will be conducted during the show. So bear in mind, this is not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, although he's going to give you an oracle card at the conclusion of your reading with me. And not any other system that's out there, okay? It's important to bear that in mind. Second of all, I'm going to use a 24-card layout. Excuse me. Still caught up on the whole Friday / Saturday thing. Yeah, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. It's my preferred preference to, well, I guess preference means preferred. Okay. It's my particular choice for conducting these readings, which really are the, oh gosh, I just lost my train of thought. I was looking at a message here.
That's why you should not do that.
Yeah. So we'll skip, hit the delete key. I'm going to turn this over to Jim right now. Jimbo.
Yes, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we'd like to remind all the folks that are joining us every night, tonight especially, because we're here tonight, that if you are international, let your presence be known and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we are going to start off with the folks that are already here. We have Laura in Canada, our neighbor to the north. And then we have a couple of folks in the UK. We have Terry Sue and Virgil that are with us tonight from the United Kingdom.
Yay, guys, glad to have you.
515-602-9676. Call in to get your free reading. Call in. You'll go into the queue, but you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it. If you ever have any kind of extended periods of silence, something went wrong. I would hang back. Hey, well, actually, I would hang up and call back. Don't hang back. Right. Facebookers, if we get any lulls in the calls, we will turn to you folks. We just can't really make any promises or predictions at that moment in space and time. That's just the way it is. Let's see. Anybody that is getting a reading, when you hear the harps, please let your reading conclude. That's a sign. It is a sign. that we have to move on because there's other folks awaiting behind you. So please let your reading conclude. But stand by for a moment while I give you a single card. And the angel card tonight shall be the one that is the nameless deck, but it is a good one that has an archangel message. So there will be a message from an archangel. And there's various ones in the deck. So we shall see what the luck draws for you before we move on to the next person. That is what I get to say about that. Today, Deb, International Rescue Cat Day.
Well, we should have gone out and done that, Jim.
Nah.
We could have rescued, you know.
Most of the cats out there don't need rescuing. They're like hanging out in the neighborhoods. National Egg McMuffin Day.
I should have had one.
Should have had one. Those are good.
Yes.
You're good. And
National Water Day. Walter.
Those are stupid. They have pick names and have stupid days on. National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Oh, that stuff is good.
Sounds pretty rich. Sounds like you need lots of milk.
Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh, Jim, it's not really rich. It's more on the yummy. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'll take your word for it then. Do you have things that need spoken before we go, or do you not? Because we have callers.
I wanted to mention, too, I saw your picture. And it looked all green to me, but you said you got snow before, and you got snow later. And I'm glad this is unusual for you guys, because I don't know what your weather looks like. Today, I actually learned, and I posted it, and Terry Sue, I think you read it, about why you guys drive on the other side of the road and we drive on the right side. So it's left and right. It was a very interesting history.
It really wasn't.
Well, I didn't read it all to you.
It's pretty boring.
You didn't go look at it.
You read it to me. You were reading it to me.
It involved the reign of terror. That is not boring.
But the part about it being driving on the left side of the road is pretty goddamn boring is all I'm saying. You know, I don't even know why you're researching. Who gives a shit? That's all. I mean, left, right, what's the difference? Drive right down the middle. What the hell? Who cares? Who gives a damn?
It was a story on CNN that jumped out at me. And I thought, you know what? Other people may want to know how this went back even further than Henry Ford with his Model A.
Well, yeah, of course it did. Of course it went before cars.
And it was interesting about how you guys over there wanted to be defiant to France. You all aren't really, you know, good bedmates, but yeah, you went against them. Yeah, it is true that we often drive down the middle of streets. Like Catherine on Facebook is mentioning.
She's talking like residential streets.
Yeah.
You probably don't do that down the interstate.
I wouldn't advise it.
Because you can't even get to the other side. It's usually got barricades and separation, physical separation.
Joe told us when Joe's been here with us, he has told us that the drivers in England are absolutely horrible. And I thought, Jim, you'll sit right in.
Mm-hmm. Because we've been, how many accidents have I been in with you, Deb?
It's not about accidents.
Oh, really? Really? What other testament is there to driving skills?
It isn't about that. It's about how you are, like, imagining that you're at in the Indy 500.
I don't actually. See, that's the thing. Because you have the passenger etiquette of a freaking 90-year-old lady, you think everything's aggressive.
I have the what?
Passenger etiquette of
I'm
a freaking.
I'm helping you.
Huh?
I'm helping you.
Yeah, when you can't even stand anything. I've thrown it way down. When I'm alone, I drive a whole lot more aggressive because I want to get to A to B. It's nothing about being angry. It's just I want to get to B. Well, I'm at
Hello,
point A.
Catherine.
I want to get to point B quick.
So. We have a lady from Ireland with us.
Actually, shout out to the Catherine in Ireland. We have multiple Catherines.
Multiple
continents. Yes, indeed.
That is such a elegant name. I like that.
So... Can we?
What? Okay, Terry Sue, I can relate to that. I had a major, major car accident when I was 16, and it's kind of made me apprehensive ever since. Once you gain that anxiety and that fear, it's really hard to get rid of it. So we're going to conclude this really exciting conversation.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I can hardly stand to keep myself from peeing.
And we are going to move on. Holy God.
You mean we're going to do readings?
We are.
Holy goat shit. Who would have thunk? All right, let's do it. First caller, 630 Illinois, 630. Welcome to the show. We got to pump up the volume.
Hello.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
I think she's really in North Cackalack.
She knows that song. I just announced the area codes that are before me. That is all I do.
Of course I
yes,
know that.
She knows, yeah.
Of course.
Yes. It was
tell us,
a dance
what
jam.
Are you on this doing on this Friday Saturday evening?
I'm looking for my ear pods. I don't know where I put them.
Oh, I don't know.
My
if
iPhone.
I can help with that.
I'm like, they better turn up. That's what I was doing. I was doing crafts with the seniors today.
Crafts. Part of arts and crafts.
Okay, so how did that go?
I mean, as best as they could. I just feel like these people will lie to your faces. You know what I mean? But
oh, honey, they will.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, and watch out if they say, oh, bless your heart. That's the equivalent of, oh, aren't you dumb?
Sort of,
really?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
When somebody says bless your heart, they mean like, not necessarily you're dumb. It's like whatever, maybe what you said or have done is, they weren't impressed with it. They say, let's put it that way. They were less than impressed. They're like,
you cleaned
the room. You cleaned the bedroom for me. Well, bless your heart. In other words, it sucked.
Facebookers is saying that you should check down the back of the couch.
That's exactly where they were. I just found them.
No, Virgil, you are.
What was she looking for?
Her, what are they?
EarPods. Apple EarPods.
EarPods. So everybody. Shot something small down the remote or ear pods or glasses. That's so fucking amazing. I'm going to call Ripley's Believe It or Not as soon as the show's over. I can't even guess found something in a couch cushion. Unreal.
It was behind
a great big thing.
Thank you very much,
the world
much,
has been
Virgil.
Saved. I thought she'd already found it.
No, isn't that pretty cool?
I mean, we had fun.
That's so cool.
Hang on, guys.
I got to go
that is cool.
Post about this cool moment. It's amazing. I got to post on social media.
Oh, that's pretty apt. Because I'm sitting here, I haven't got a clue. I don't even really wear any of those things. I don't know. Are they on a wire?
Usually when you lose, like, your glasses or your remote, where do you go to? Where's your go-to? Beds or couches?
They're like $200.
Oh,
yeah.
You got the good ones.
Yeah, you know, they typically, it's just sooner is better than later. And if you don't
I've
have
had
any
them
animals,
stolen from me before.
In your house?
Somebody I was with, I went to Macy's, and I put my purse down, and they were clipped on my purse. And he took them off my purse.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't think I would go to anywhere with that person if they're going to take from you.
But coincidentally, he left his keys in my car for his apartment. And so at the time, he was in Illinois. I was in Wisconsin. So it would have been like an hour and a half ride for him, so he never got his house keys back because that was his karma for stealing my AirPods.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that I agree. That's good karma too, because keys, losing your keys sucks. losing your keys and losing your wallet. Yep. It's terrible because you got to replace all your keys, obviously, with the keys. And then you worry about other people now having your keys. And same with the wallet. You lose your wallet, you got all your credit cards and IDs and all that crap you got to replace. And somebody else has it now.
Do you remember when
that blows?
When my pocket stolen from a bar?
I do remember that.
And I was insane for a week going to all these dumpsters. I didn't care about the money. And the credit cards have stopped them all. But I had a priceless pictures of my son. My great-grandmother was in there.
They got tossed in a dumpster somewhere. There's too many in town.
A young couple that took my seat at the bar.
Probably wherever they lived, they did it.
And I forgot my purse, and I turned around to go get it, and they were gone, and it was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep, people
That'll
suck.
That'll ruin your evening.
Yeah, people are assholes. And nowadays, it's so much easier to cancel and replace everything. It wasn't so much back then.
True. All
it
right.
It wasn't so much.
Lily, what can we do for a greeting for you?
Yes, it is your time, and we have not started any clock.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, like you're right, you know, like the way is clear for me to live here and things like that. And I feel like living here is teaching me a lot of things, even about myself, you know, but it's still, I'm still not home, I feel like. So today I was thinking, you know, that guy in Miami, I checked on his, I don't know, I got an intuition to check on his address, and he put his house up for sale, his condo, like this week he put it up for sale.
Really?
And so yeah, I don't know if he's retiring and he wants something different or downsizing or what, but so he put his place up for sale, and I'm just wondering, like, what do you see if you do, you know, like, what's my next stop after this, if you can enlighten me? Or I'm lacking clarity on that, and I don't know where my home is, and I want to be home.
Yeah.
Like, the next time I move, I don't want to move again for a long time.
Okay, well, where we live, everybody practically is from somewhere else, and it's a rather young community. I mean, you got your oldsters, your elderlies that were here probably in World War II with the military. But then you also got your active duty people. I mean, this is a great place to find a husband, ladies. Yes, you can. These men are looking to have somebody keep the home fires burning when they are at sea. And don't you get cynical on me now.
Oh, because you're full of shit. She's never been in the Navy.
No, I was in the Army, though.
Okay, all right, well, there you go.
And
so she's talking about being at sea and how guys feel about being at sea. And
they want to have somebody at home.
Not somebody that's 22 doesn't. Good Lord.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you considered moving to Virginia Beach, you could have the best of both worlds.
International shout out to Melanie, who's in the land of the Ings, also London specifically, she said.
And if you came here, you know, there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of good weather. And we're just a bit north of you, where North Carolina is hit with major. Their storms are wicked. Their snow is wicked. Just a thought. But you want me to look and see if I can actually.
Like, I miss living near a big city, and I was disappointed I couldn't make Miami work, you know, because, like, Illinois is not a place for me to live right now, you know, and
Chicago
New York, I just don't see me there. It is,
we
but
have,
it's like
hamlets, like
hamlets.
Suffolk. We have a really nice community up and coming, Suffolk.
There's other places to live besides Hampton Roads on Earth. So
she could live on the Outer Banks.
Or she could live over in California, or
no,
she could live in Texas.
There.
It has its, well, right now, all the good points are not really happening.
No, those people are fighting the sea.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still having that. I haven't watched the news lately. Maybe it finally went by, all that rain crap. Texas is on fire. I guess it's the panhandle parts burning its ass off or something, fire and brimstone, oh, my Lord God.
So is that really your question, hon? Is that, I want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, get some kind of idea on where I'm going to be headed next so I could start looking. You know what I mean? I have to
That's
start
interesting.
Planning.
That's going to be a tough one there, Deb.
Yeah.
Location, but you're the pro.
But, like, let's say if I get into a relationship with somebody, like, if the guy in Miami, if that was a relationship and I moved down there, then that would be a reason to go back there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I just don't have any clarity on, like, where I'm going to go next.
Interesting. Interesting.
And you're not necessarily looking for a job. So that's not good criteria for where to move.
So, no, but she wants a metropolis-type environment.
But not, you know, Gotham City. She doesn't want huge.
She wished Miami would have worked out, and that's pretty huge, that whole area down there. And that is Gotham City. You've got a lot of jokers running around.
Not
there,
as big as Chicago.
A lot of crime and shit. A lot of crime in Miami, let me tell you. Miami's got a lot of crime, too.
Atlanta's supposed to be up and coming.
Up and coming, but trust me, people get dead there too. When you get big cities, there's going to be crime. That's just life in the fast lane.
Georgia.
Georgia.
I don't like Georgia. All right, well, let's see. I took a stab. And listen, if I can communicate with the dead horse, I should be able to give her something here.
If you can communicate with a dead horse.
Yeah, Bentley, remember?
No, why would I remember that?
That lady came in my office. She was sobbing.
I was not there.
No, but I thought I told you.
I probably have heard about it.
They bought her daughter a horse, and the horse was not acting right, and the daughter was like 15.
So I guess it wasn't a horse with no name.
No, it was named Bentley, and they took it down to the University of, is it South Carolina? There's one of the Carolinas. There's a university where they do a lot of work with animals, and Bentley went down there, and Bentley did not survive, and the mother came wanting to know what happened to Bentley, and I'll tell you, this was a horse that wanted to talk. He did. I saw instantly that he knew that he was not going to live long. He had some kind of like a twisted colon of some kind. They couldn't fix it, and he didn't have to wait. But he said it was a good thing that way because in his own perception, he believed that he was going to check out with the daughter on his, you know, horseback riding him, and she was going to become paralyzed.
International shout out to Rachel, Australia.
From the fall. So when I told this woman this, she was like, oh, what a good horse. And she said, ask Bentley if we should get her another one.
Very interesting name. Bentley,
yeah, Bentley for a horse. Wow. And he said, yes. He said he doesn't want her to be without a horse. So they did. But I thought that, like Mr. Ed, I suppose, but it was all more, you know, perception. Some of these people in the afterlife cannot be quiet, and some don't really like to talk very much. But yeah, that was. I wanted to know if you were going to go north, and it looks like not. So that sort of knocks out New England, you know, going northward to Maine, Nova Scotia, where if you love snow, you might love those places. But I think personally, in my personal view, I think you're going to go west.
Go west, young man.
Yes.
That's and woman.
Because a lot of people migrate to Colorado. Montana, there's a lot of opportunity there. So I'm just saying, I'm not just meaning the opportunity like getting a job flipping burgers or something like that. I'm talking social opportunity, educational opportunities, that kind of thing.
So the location will open up and then I'll know?
Yeah, I think it'll come to you. And what I'm feeling is you might even get it in a dream. Yeah, you might get it in a dream. Speaking of a dream, Jim, did you hear about mine this morning? Or were you busy? You were busy sucking those bags. You know, those vacuum bags? He put two big dog, fluffy dog beds in one of those vacuum bags that you put the vacuum cleaner hose on, and, you know, they get vacuumed, vacuum packed.
And they get, yeah, they shrink.
Yeah, I had a crazy dream about a church in England, and Terry Sue, you might have triggered this, because we've talked about that one church. However, this was a very strange church. You went in there, and they have this great big, like, knee-deep wading pool.
Knee-deep.
And everybody took their clothes off, and we were in the pool, and my late husband was there, and I said, why? What kind of church are we in? He goes, I don't know. Just heard they do some really good stuff here. Yeah. And this lady next to me had the biggest nipples that I think I've ever seen. Like big eraser nipples.
Why is that a part of, important part of the dream?
Her nipple kept tickling my arm, and I wanted her to just take your nipple over there because we were naked. I don't know. I wonder if I drop acid before I go to bed.
I think a lot of people have wild dreams. They just don't necessarily recite them the next day to everybody.
Well, I thought it was interesting.
Most of them are insane, you know.
It was that church that Terry Sue showed me pictures of.
Okay.
And I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't think dreams really
right.
Make sense.
There, if you accept that your dreams don't have to have a direction and make sense, it's all cool, then. It's all good.
Well.
It's all good.
Terry Sue said, oh, my God, there's a holy bathing pool. My friend told me about it. She actually got undressed and did it.
Okay.
So, see, maybe it was like a premonition. I need to get in that wading pool.
There's no pictures of that wading pool anywhere on Earth.
Terry Sue, if you can, get the name of it and a picture. Because I want Jim to
Maybe you saw it already.
And stick it where the sun.
Maybe you saw that when you were looking at all the pictures.
No, we didn't see a wading pool. But all of us were in there, man.
Maybe you did. You don't remember it.
Old ladies did not want to take their knickers or their pantaloons, whatever they call them, those big underwear that they had on. They wouldn't take. That woman's nipple was really bothering me. Are we still with Lily?
Well, we're still with Lily. I don't know if she's still with us.
I'm here.
Based on your
train
that you got on.
I think when we get personal on the show with them. Okay, tell us you're her oracle card.
Well, are you done? I don't know. You
that's all
started talking.
You
were on a nipple train. I don't know what the hell happened. We were doing a reading, and then we're doing a reading. I don't know what the hell went on. I have no clue what's going on here.
You let your intuition guide you. There's a man waiting for you there. Yeah.
All right. Here
Thank
is
you.
Your angel card. Subject of her angel card is leadership. And it is from Archangel Gabriel, to be specific. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others.
Thank you.
That is a good one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lily. Did you holding long enough to be caller number one and being patient with us? We appreciate that all the time.
Yep.
So awesome. Good luck to you there in the Carolina.
Good talking to you,
honey. Thank you.
And, we'll talk again very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, next scheduled show is Monday, Yaman. Remember, folks, we'll tell you now that in case people leave, that show's an hour earlier. And for those that call in, it's a different number. It's on News for the Soul. Monday show. That's our next scheduled show, just so you know. Instead of waiting until the end of the show, tell them some people now, remind people now that are still with us. That's all.
Because they may not be
much longer. Some of the folks that are at a time zone 4 or 5 hours ahead may check out before we mention it. So we'll mention it now.
All right.
It's a reminder. That is all. Even though we do it every Monday, we still remind. Area code 775. It is Wendy, we believe. Yes?
Hello.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy.
It's very silent. Maybe she has us on mute and doing something.
This is kind of steeper there.
I don't hang up on anybody. We'll just.
Oh, except for the bad boys that call in.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't hang up on folks that have called in and are legitimate, even after the meeting's done. Go check. You know, sometimes busy. Every time I'm on, I hate the old days when you didn't have phones at the portal and you would put it down for a second. And Murphy's Law says when you came back, somebody already came and hung up on you. And you had a corded phone and you had to go to the bathroom or something.
That's why you make sure you have a very long cord.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, times that you couldn't, right? Yes, I agree, but you don't. Those days are gone now in the wireless world we live in. Up to the next caller. We're going to area code 805 in California. Welcome, 805.
Hello, glad to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, it's Donna. How are you guys?
Well, hello there, Donna.
Yeah, nice.
We're
very
doing
nice.
Well.
Yes,
doing
indeed.
Well. Have you been busy? Are you winning any more contests? This lady's
I entered one for health, so I'm expecting that one. And Sunday I'm going to the casino, and they're giving away $400,000 in prizes.
Wow. Oh, boy.
That's some big bucks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Get in there. No.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to meditate today and tomorrow and just, pray that I win.
Wow.
So,
what can I do
you
for
how are you?
With your reading?
Well, I want to know, when am I going to meet this guy? Somebody said October. Who was it? I forget.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check on that.
So if you could, check your cards and see, because I would like that. Be a businessman.
I guess this must be somebody that you have mentioned in the past in the reading, Deb?
Yeah, well, I do remember talking about that.
I just don't. That's why I'm asking.
Somebody else?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah.
I can check that. You know, check it out.
Well, of course you can. Of course you can. I'm just curious if this rings a bell to you. It's not to me, but my memory doesn't have a lot of bell ringing in it, so. I just roll with it.
I'm laying your cards out.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So how is California these days?
How are you there?
Yeah, had a little bit. And now, you know, we might a little rain today and the day before. And we had rain before, but it should be real nice from now on, I'm hoping. Yeah. Weather out
you're not
tonight,
in the. You're not in areas where you're getting flood hammered, were you?
Oh, no, I'm not. Goodness.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. That's thank goodness. Exactly.
Yeah, real bad
here
in Santa Barbara. So we had that catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame. You know, millions and millions of dollars of property. Oh, boy.
And life, right?
And life.
Yeah, which is
Texas is on fire, and now they're evacuating. What did I say?
You said Yosemite, right?
Yeah, they're under.
Was it
order.
Yosemite or was it Yellowstone?
It was Yosemite.
Yosemite. Okay, I don't remember. I don't know. It makes sense. Yeah.
We've got 7 feet of snow coming their way.
Yep.
So anyway, for you, it's interesting, Donna. This man gets very close to entering your life, very close.
Yeah.
And October might even be too far away. Might be way sooner. The Three of Cards is a card that indicates what Grandma called it, duration of time, which sounds a little vague. But what it means is that an event is coming at you. And sometimes I go long. If it seems like something's going to be longer in coming, I'll say up to 3 years, but I don't feel that. I'm feeling we March, April, May, June. It could be by June. It could be even quicker because this man is coming with a swiftness into your life. And, he is going to literally adore you. He's like you where he loves to, he's can be involved in like metaphysical exercises. He's could likely be an artist, a musician, because he's coming through as king of clubs. He could be a writer, but he's definitely going to share in your interest in like meditation, et cetera. But oh, there's a charisma here, a magnetism between the two of you, you know, and no walk of shame if you end up getting swept off your feet and you don't come home for 3 days. You just walk your way to your door with a very satisfied smile on your face.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Yes. And you are going to meet him, and I feel he's going to be in your life for life. And I'm like, yeah, it is, and you being the lucky lady you are, I think that you finally, he's going to be your golden ticket, like with Charlie in the what was it called?
That would be the factory of chocolate.
Yeah, good. Yep. I see the two of you just kind of jetting off in the sunset, traveling, you know, living your best life together. It's going to be great. And Jim has a card for you.
I do have an angel card. The subject is comfort from Archangel Azrael. I am with you on your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Nice. That's kind of...
She has a life that we don't know everything about, Deb, so...
Yeah, it could be a completely unrelated matter.
Quite often it has nothing to do with the reading. Yes, but from an archangel, they're very deep people. Well, we call them people. They were maybe once people. I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much, my dear. We are glad that you held patiently.
My two favorite.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out, honey.
I said you're my two favorite people. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you
very much. And when you've met him, please come and tell us all about it.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
She's really a sweet lady.
Yeah, one thing you got to do is you got to wait for that little bit of silence and just live with it, because there is a delay. And one thing you cannot do is talk at the same time. You know, the only time you could really talk at the same time and it worked was on the old school landlines.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually talk, and you could hear the person at the same time. Even on your cell phone, somebody's not hearing somebody. If you're both talking at the same time, somebody, one of you two is not hearing. It's almost like a two-way radio, basically. Somebody's not hearing somebody.
Yeah, my mother, with her late husband, they went over to England, and she would call me, and I think back then, wasn't it involving like a satellite?
Probably.
Or something?
Yeah, probably.
And if we both tried to talk together, it was like it knocked us out.
Right, yeah. Somebody is not hearing somebody, and right, yeah, it doesn't work too well. So that's why I say just wait a second. Don't worry about the little gap of silence. It's normal. Just let it go.
When you're
talking on air here.
Almost like military style, over.
Yeah, almost like that, yeah. Instead of saying over, you just wait. Yes. All right, we're going to go to area code 505. Internet says that's in New Mexico. Welcome, 505.
Hello. Glad to have you on
yes,
the show.
Yes, hi. This is Patricia calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you for taking my call.
Awesome.
You are so welcome.
We do not get a lot of calls from New Mexico, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is on your mind this evening?
Yes, I wanted to get some clarity. I'm in temporarily housing. I'm in a homeless shelter. I left one and I came to another one because my time was expiring at the first one. I found myself becoming, at the first one, attracted to one of the workers, the staff there, a guy. And I believe he, to me, I obviously, you know, I wasn't going to, you know, put myself in a vulnerable position, you know, because
right.
of my
oh,
husband,
yeah.
and then that's his
yeah.
job.
Sure.
But I'm just wondering, I called back, you know, to basically I wanted to see if there was anything there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I thanked him, you know, for, you know, how he was helpful to me somewhat. But I want to know, is this guy for real? Was he interested or was he playing games or?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is right up your alley,
yeah,
Deb.
I love
this.
Does he have an addiction?
This is her bread and butter. Yep. Your question is right in her wheelhouse. This is her wheelhouse, big time. This is, yes. That's why when she says great question, it's like, yep. These are very common questions. They're awesome for humans, and they're
how
very
I
common.
Started out with
and,
AOL.
And a lot of people have these questions all the time. Every person on earth has had this question come to their mind.
Yeah,
but yes,
and
all of us have.
Back in the 90s, my phone was completely online. And when AOL discovered me and they set me up, and you have to be a bit older to understand that an area of AOL was called AstroNet, which was one of their top 10 websites. They put me in there.
Well, you call it a website, but we got it. It's hard to explain it, but yes, let's go with that.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, it was their area. AOL was like the social media. That was the internet back then.
Yes, and my point for bringing it up is.
Yep, love.
I was the only one of all the mediums and other tarot readers and such. They never took a dollar from me. And, of course, the payment system, it was run through their website. They never took any money from me. And I thought that was really awesome because that was the protocol. You get installed into an area,
okay.
and they claim part of your property.
Yeah, I knew nothing about that
well,
part. I knew nothing about that part.
And I thought, well,
yeah.
that's what happens when you're working with love.
Love is in the air. All right, speaking of love,
oh, yeah.
so back to Patricia.
I'm not going to tell you anything that just to make you feel good. Okay, so I want to make sure that you will know that I am speaking what I absolutely perceive. He's missing you. And he's talking about you in a sense of, or like wanting to see you again. And he's been mentioning it to somebody else he works with. Kind of feeling him out saying, what do you think about that? And you know, it's interesting. The other worker is saying, remember what, you know, what environment you're in. These people are homeless. Of course, she probably just wants to find a life.
Well, and they probably have protocol that they have to follow.
But now that she's somewhere
but she's not there
else,
now. Right, so I that's what I was going to.
It's not
going
to be fraternization.
I don't think it's an issue whatsoever now that,
no,
yes,
I don't
now that
either.
She is not at that location.
And
right.
he enjoys you very much. He really does. So it would be nice if the two of you maybe could stay in touch over, say, Messenger or texting.
Texting,
email,
something, yeah.
You know, so you don't have to burn up the phone line. Well, there are no phone lines, but you know what I mean.
We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
I mean, when I called. Oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry. When I called him.
No, you go ahead. It is your reading.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, when I called him earlier this afternoon, and I wanted to see if he was going to respond to me and say, okay, you know, maybe we can just go out for
yeah.
a cup of tea, or I would say that. But he says, oh, you know, when I said, well, I just wanted to thank you for your helping me. He says, oh, you, yes, I meant what I said. You're one of the wonderful ones. And I left it at that. And so I said my name. So he knew who he was talking to. So I guess I just said, okay. And I just said in my mind, all right, I just let you go. And so I can keep my focus on what I need to focus on.
Here's the thing. Some men are a bit slow on the uptake. I mean, he maybe just fumbled the ball in the sense that he didn't realize it was his turn to say, well, gee, we could go out for a coffee or,
right.
you know, take a walk, feed the ducks, something.
Could be timid and be he might be afraid that if I do that, oh my God, am I going to get in trouble still? You know, he might be, yeah. There's a lot of reasons. You might just have to reengage, probably. What do you think? Somehow. She's going to probably have to. You're probably going to have to take the horse right to the water. Maybe. You might have
Jim
to do
is
it.
Right. And he's just.
Does he
really
have cynical
about go ahead.
Everything?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Does he have any type of addictions or something? Can you pick up?
Ooh, that's another good question.
No, I'm not picking up anything like that at all. He works there. You would think he'd have to be clean, you know, stay clean.
Well, you can hide stuff from anybody, any employer.
Yeah, I'm not picking that up. And if he is, he's just a good, like, cab burglar.
Okay.
He's able to keep it very well hidden. I don't pick that up. I think he's hesitant. And also, here's the thing. When men have been really hurt, as we women, well, we seem to find a way to process it and eventually move on. Men tend to, it's like an open wound. It takes them a long time to get over it. And they become very distrustful of other women. I think for him saying that you're one of the more wonderful ones, that's a huge compliment from him. So you can't pester him. But because you talked to him today, I'm going to see if all my peoples here on Facebook would agree, but I'd say wait a few days. Again, have a reason. Ask him a question, something he may be kind of expert at. I don't know. I would always, we women do that. We'll think of an excuse to get in touch with a guy, like to say, I have to pick a favorite, football team because they're doing some kind of little contest here. Which one should I pick? Even if you already have your favorite. Yeah. So anyway, I think that there's potential here.
So you do see potential. You don't see this guy, as far as your cards can say, having any really horrible things hiding in a closet.
I don't think so.
Those are good things.
I think he's been very much alone, but not in the way of it lacking. He stays busy. Yeah,
he's an
example. One of our men on here on Facebook just said, ask him, want to come out for a coffee? You know, just make it very casual. And if he has excuse, he could say, oh, darn, you know, my hours are bad or I'm fixing my car or whatever. Give him a chance to have a rain check.
Sure. And then you say, all right, well, you have my number. So if you find some free time, you let me know. And then you put the ball back in their court.
You punted that ball. Now we'll see what he's going to do with it. All right.
Stand by, Patricia, for your angel card reading. It's from an archangel. The subject is Spread Your Wings from Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
And you know what? I see a wedding in your future, and I'm not saying this.
Holy guacamole.
I am not pumping any sunshine up a skirt tonight.
She might not be wearing a skirt. I know. I got it.
The man is going to really adore. Makes him kind of an older soul, but very creative, like the lady who called him before you. Very creative. So I think you've got an opportunity here. Just don't be too pesky.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You don't have to ghost and disappear, but you don't want to be one of those 3-4 times a day calls.
Well, no, because there's so much that I need to do in my life.
Well, sure, yeah. And you got to – sometimes we lose focus on that, but yeah, you always got to keep your eye on the game, which is yourself.
And men are
people.
We all forget. They are pursuers and hunters.
Well, they're supposed to be, but some aren't, and that throws women off when they're not.
And this guy is just wrapped up kind of in his own world. He's insulated because he doesn't want to get hurt again. But he is already giving you nice. I get a good vibe off of him. I think he's a very nice man.
Okay. Well, she got the right vibe, too, obviously.
It could be the reason you're there, you know, in the first place.
the reason the path had crossed.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Welcome. We appreciate you calling, and we appreciate, we know you held a long time, and we appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, well, thank you, and don't be a stranger.
No, you can call back every single show if you so desire, whatever you, whatever you.
Your story.
We are here quite often, so please feel free to call back.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
and the
you.
Best of luck to you.
Do you want to try, Miss?
We're going to try it again.
Wendy again.
We'll give it a shot. All right, we're going back to area code 775. Are you here now? Technical.
Hello.
Apparently, there's a technical. You know what?
There.
I think this is the one time I will hang up because maybe that will prompt the connection to get reconnected.
Yeah.
I think. Let's do it. All right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to disconnect, and we'll see. Wendy will.
Now, when Virgil, while we're moving along here, when you say you're not even fussy about birds, I'm taking it birds are what guys here call chicks.
Well, you already knew that.
Well, I'm just double checking.
You knew that.
And you mean you're not fussy as far as
he just requires a pulse. He
partners, or
I think he just requires a heartbeat.
Sexercise.
They need to be alive. He doesn't want zombie chicks. Which somebody's got to want zombie chicks. I guess other zombie guys do, but yeah.
We need to learn more about zombies. We do, because do they have relationships?
Which is funny because, you know, if you look back on the history of zombies, where they came from a lot of that Caribbean area type of.
They?
Yeah. And it was nothing like you see on TV, obviously. But the zombies we see on TV nowadays are more fun and entertaining.
He's just looking for a heartbeat.
I said that, heartbeat. Yeah.
Well, then I'm assuming you spend a lot of time in the dark. If you're not fussy about them, I guess you don't even need to see their face.
You can put beer goggles on. So.
Or what is the phrase? You can do it cowgirl style? Isn't that where she's backwards?
Well, it's doggy, isn't it?
No. Well, when she's bent over, you know, and on her knees. That's doggy style.
Okay.
But there's a cowboy style where she straddles. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, all right? She straddles.
Oh, you're talking like riding a baloney pony.
Yeah. She straddles him backwards, which sounds like real, what would you call it, urinary tract disease stuff. I mean, infection, where it's like the saddle horn is, you know.
We're going to area code 856. That is in Jersey. 856. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well,
we're rocking and we're rolling. It's Saturday night, which is all right. Saturday night's all right for a fight.
And things are not as intense as they were last week. I know you had popped in.
Did she?
And probably thought we were having some kind of brawl. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just a spectator.
So tell us, darling, what's on your mind, Rose Maria?
Oh, a lot is going on still, but hopefully Wednesday will go my way. And just like the last couple of calls you guys had, I know we're supposed to get somebody January or last December or this month, but it ain't happening. If that's ever going to come back into my life.
Something's got to give, all right? Yeah. You can't, you know, I love to say the phrase, and I didn't make it up. I don't know where it came from. But God, the higher power would not take you this far, Rose Maria, and leave you. So you are in development right now.
Unless he was a prankster asshole.
I just don't see him like in that movie, Oh God.
He could be
I haven't seen that. I barely remember that movie, That was the one with frickin' George Burns and John Denver, wasn't it? Yeah, wow. 70s. There you go. Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so with you, how is the job search going?
Not good. I've been putting and coming back, and my background's good, and we're moving on with other candidates, and so I'm waiting on that.
Are you living alone in the house?
Yeah.
do you have like a laptop or some kind of actual computer, or is it just a phone?
I got the laptop, but I didn't finish off setting it up with security stuff and other
well,
things I need
I'm
to put on it.
They are really hurting for remote workers out there, people that can just answer a phone or answer a text message. Or, you know, when you go, like, on the bank website or something like that, and there's a little chat box and it says, what can I help you with? They need people to man those jobs. So I'm just saying that you have... Okay. All right.
All righty then.
I can be clear. What precisely do you want me to look at?
Relationship, because I've been employing jobs for overseas. I had like the virtual thing for one company, a major company that I used to work for overseas. Oh, no, I worked on for over here, but they're going in for overseas for me. So if that's going to happen, or a relationship.
Internationally.
You were breaking up. What was the question?
Well, I was wondering if you're willing to relocate. Also,
yeah, I'm willing to relocate.
They need a lot of help. They need people that, you know, aren't looking to be performers or anything, you know, showy like that, but they need people to work on the ship, you know, keep the, and you get time off. I don't know if you've ever considered that. You have cruise ships that land up there in New Jersey. All right, so let me take a look. Let's just see what we get for you. Yeah.
All right, the cards are going down. Going down. Little Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator.
I think you should try that one next.
Love in an Elevator, Aerosmith?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, going down. Yep.
Sounds dirty.
It's a cool song. Aerosmith had, like, they've been around, like, forever, the 70s, probably before that, but in the 70s they got popular and stuff, but they had a big flash in the 90s and stuff where they had some great tunes that were cool and everybody loved them.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, if you ever see that, they did a video from the that Dreamweaver song that he sings.
Yeah.
I think that was a 70s song. I would say back then that he was a walking pile of drugs. He looked like he was not on this earth when he did that.
I do feel, hon, you've got a job that you're going to land. Now, this is going to be likely entry level, and it could actually take you on... like some travel, but don't look at it as being like, oh, great, a dead-end blue-collar job. It isn't. It's going to be the beginning of the stairway that's right. Going to lead you up. What, Jim?
Oh. I'm just talking to myself.
All right, so it's going to start there, and you're going to build on that, and you will be moved up. I feel it would not take long. Excuse me, for you to become a assistant supervisor, moving up to supervisor, and you are going to do well. So some of the things you're looking at to interview for, the cards are indicating that these are blind alleys for you. So don't feel bad if you don't get called. You're meant to go toward a little something different. And that's why I was mentioning things like cruise ships and what else? Trains.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That's what I'm on. I work on the military ships and helicopters for them. And one of them is a couple of them are from the port next to my father's hometown. So if I move there, I can travel like 30 kilometers away back and forth. If
okay,
my check...
well, you also have opportunities at car dealerships. They need people to wash cars, you know, do the, what do they call that? When you get it, say the word, Jim, say the word.
Well, the word I believe she's looking for is detailed.
That's the word. They need people for this stuff. And once you're in something, they will promote from within. And maybe put you on a phone. Maybe have you out there as a salesperson. Just be creative is what I'm thinking in your searching. You could also learn to be a barback. Yeah. You know, like when a bartender is serving people in a bar, they need somebody to work basically behind him.
Yeah, they, you know, bring, they do the grunt stuff, maybe take trash out, bring ice in.
Bring beer up.
All the stuff that is not like customer interactive typically barback.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do the stuff that the bartenders don't have time to do because they have to man the bar.
And then you could move up to bartender or...
Hey, bartender.
Yeah. And so I just want to give you some ideas because the cards are saying, honey, you're looking a little bit in the wrong direction.
Expand your vision of employment. All right, real quick.
Yeah.
Rosemary, here is your angel card reading. Subject is life review. I don't remember this card. It's from Archangel Jeremiah. Take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. I think some of these archangels do opium or acid or something. But, you know, hey, they're like way, they're in a different plane beyond us. So sometimes we have a hard time understanding their message. That is their message. Well, thank you very much, Rosemary. We appreciate you holding for a very long time.
Don't give up. It's out there and you're going to connect with it. So don't give up.
Don't do it.
Don't.
All right. Thank you very much, my dear.
Okay. Now,
without further ado, we are going to go to a place we are familiar with. We're going to go to area code 218, which we are familiar with in Duluth, Minnesota area. Well, it's not just Duluth. It's the whole northern area. But, hey, 218, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
I know. I can't hear them.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
We're here.
We hear you.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Very good. And you know that we're from Duluth.
Oh, right on. Beautiful country.
Yeah. Jim went to East High School, and I went to the Marshall School.
Marshall?
Well, it's now the Marshall School.
Oh, it was Cathedral back in the day. Go with the Hilltopper bullshit.
Be young enough.
I don't know.
Not to know.
The Swilltopper.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Way younger. My name's Ashley.
Ashley.
Velkelman.
Yeah.
Glad to have you with us. I hear. Spring has been sprung.
Has spring sprung there?
Flowers are blooming and, you know, winter has headed out.
Not yet. There's definitely bugs out, but no flowers yet.
Okay, well, they're coming.
It is early March, so there's more.
Yeah.
It's headache. She knows. She's from there. We're from there. This little pocket of nice weather doesn't squat in Duluth.
Tell us.
It's almost swimming weather.
Yeah, what brings you to the show, hon?
A glance into the future, possibly.
Okay, well, give us a little info about you to go on, because the more I can build a connection to your cards, the more clarity I can bring to it. Now, are you involved with somebody? Do you have children?
Yes.
You know,
what are your immediate concerns? What things are most important to you right now? Stuff like that.
Do you have somebody in your life romantically?
Sobriety and family. Yeah.
Okay.
Connection.
Well, good for you concerning
Thank
sobriety.
You.
Well, that is important.
Yep. And don't let anybody jeopardize that ever. Eva. All right, so I'm going to lay your cards out.
Okay.
And you have children, you say?
Yep, just the one.
Aww.
And she says she's younger than us.
Well, everybody's younger than us.
Well, not our parents. Our parents
I don't know.
Are, but yeah, everybody else is, yes. Yep, we might as well just get our own frickin' walking canes and sit on rocking chairs and play with our false teeth, I guess.
Hey, we're all old enough to know better, but still too young to care.
I like that.
I love not caring.
I love to not care.
I do. I like it. It's all what Bill Clinton's called, then you got to care. But other than that, you don't care.
It's called the University of Life, and it's very expensive to enroll in. And it can be hard to graduate from.
Yeah, and you only live once, so there's only you can only sweat some things. You just can't sweat too much. You can't freak out about some things you have no control. Easier said than done, but you know, like she has
the only way you keep your ducks in a row is be one yourself. Quack quack.
Yeah.
Let it roll off your back.
You gotta start with yourself. Yes, indeed. All right, cards are going down.
Okay, here we go. Now remember, this is kind of a cold reading. Most of the people that call into the show or that watch us on Facebook, I'm very familiar with them spiritually. So just you know, realize I can get more clarity the more you call in.
Yep, be a frequent flyer with us.
Yeah, I would love to have you in the area code.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Sorry, you guys are breaking up just a little bit. What was the question?
Where in the area code of 218 do you live?
I'm actually on a friend's phone. I didn't realize it was that area code. My area code is actually 507.
Oh,
does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference for a reading. It's just curiosity's sake.
Yeah.
Us being from there, that's all.
Okay, so here we go. There are some past acquaintances that you cannot engage in relationship with, which I think you know. Okay, there are some here that are not good for your future. And your child needs to always be your number one priority. And I feel that you are really connected to your baby. And that through that, you can weather any kind of storm that comes your way through that kind of deep bond and love. All right, for you. Also, you know what? As you go along, this is going to be a year of real personal growth in the sense of having more confidence in yourself and believing you're capable of far more than you've given yourself credit for. Okay. And did you tell me you have somebody in your life romantically?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there may be somebody else coming later. This one could be a stepping stone for you. So I'm just saying, enjoy the relationship let's go with the present, moment.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. But I think that your partner is hesitant, not sure whether to go forward. And if you reach a point where you're ready and your partner is not, it's time to change the partner. Okay. No sense spending 5-10 years waiting for somebody to, go to another level with you. So anyway, all in all, love and money, you're going to have a lot of both in the future. I would say all that's been going on behind you is behind you. So you just keep your child, your little family and your sobriety is number one. And if anybody's around you that jeopardizes that, they got to go.
Yeah, that's probably one of the hardest things for people that are transitioning.
Yeah, and if you get a chance, watch that TV show called Mom. They are
Mom is a good, they're all recovering drug addicts and alcoholics. It's comedy and stuff, but they do have some stuff. You see that they have struggles with people that, stuff like that.
And how to keep a good community and support system.
So the support system is what they live for in that. And that's probably very important. All right. Yep.
Yeah, and your friends, you may have to move in a whole different group. Just keep yourself as number one. Your baby is, or child is number two. And the relationship, I think, is number three.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, real quick before we move on, yeah. Your Archangel.
Thank you for
card.
Your time, you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Stand by. You have a card. Excuse me, I'm drinking. I got carbonation. Clairvoyance is the subject of your card from Archangel Raziel. I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully as you can clearly see heavenly love.
Well, I think you are on a great path. It's like a yellow brick road. So don't sway from that path. And Ashley, call us again.
I didn't.
We want to hear.
Yeah, I didn't hang up. I just put her on mute since there was a lot of background noise. She can still hear us. I never hang up on folks. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next caller, which is in the same state. Area code 507, Minnesota. Welcome.
Hey, you guys. It's Jake.
Yes, it is. And how are
you? How are
you?
I'm doing good.
Well,
I got you. My brain was slow.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's
Roger that.
Up?
Welcome.
Up?
Welcome back.
I have a question for you, Deborah.
Hi.
So my first reading I ever got with you guys, you said I was going to partner up with a man who would initially have the money to start an invention, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I'm with that man right now at this point in my life.
Perfect question for you.
Very good question. And do you sense that maybe you are?
Yeah, I feel it. Weirdly.
Okay. So he's looking for confirmation, Deb.
And
his gut tells him this is the one.
Make sure you have all the right paperwork. You know.
So then it hit me like a fireball. And this one, did in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't get rid of it. It's bound to happen.
Well, I think you're highly intuitive yourself, hon. And you are going to be very successful in business pursuits because you have a really, you've got a sharp perception.
Okay.
And for being so young, my God, by the time he's 40, I think you're going to be like a multimillionaire by then. All right. So, and quite famous. So you keep that invention close to you. You protect it like it's a whole diamond out there, okay? Because you certainly don't want people to steal that from you. Yes, 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 Jacob. That is the one. That
is
the one. I'm so excited I could jump around the room.
Yeah, she's pretty confident when she gets excited like that. That's not like it could be. She's like, her cards are saying it definitively is, this is it.
I've got
awesome.
You and him.
I totally felt it. I thought that would be it.
Yeah, and the one thing between you is the Nine of Hearts, which is the card we're always looking for in terms of the most positive or, you know, the right answer. So there it is between the two of you. And you're looking straight at this endeavor that you're going to be involved in. And like I say, make sure your paperwork is all in order. Don't skip any taxes. You know, I'm just seeing that I see some documentation here that could go awry. Make sure you keep all your ducks in a row.
Well, in the invention world, you got to document everything and you got to engage trademark lawyers as soon as possible, right?
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to at least get some consultation.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, stuff like that. You got to, as soon as you think you got something, you get the legal people involved, because even if you don't file for a patent necessarily, the fact that you had something can still save your ass. But,
it's very
true. Patent lawyers will help you.
And when you, whatever the name of this thing is going to be, make sure you get a trademark. Very easy to do. It's like $40. So if these are all things easy to do. One of the ladies on Facebook is saying every time she hears your name, she digs your energy. Yeah, I do too. You are so energetic. Really, you are. And I see you later on, once you are building capital, I see you investing in real estate. I think that'll advance into like corporate buildings. I mean, you are a sharp kid. Don't ever sell yourself short, okay? And we're going to cheer with you. We are going to be there all the way. So don't forget the little people.
Right. Indeed. Here is your angel card reading. Subject is clairaudience from Archangel Zedkiel. Notice the loving guidance your heart inside your... Let me rephrase this. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Notice the guidance. And maybe he's on that track right now. He's fast-tracking it, which is a good thing. International shout-out to the band in Scotland.
Well, I'm so glad you got a hold of us, hon.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, y'all.
Get out there and rage. You rage.
And you know where to find us. Yeah. You don't have to be a stranger.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Pretty much winding her down, Deb.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Are we out of callers?
You know, when you type stuff like that, it shows up just, I don't know why you do that. Everybody sees it anyway.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, but it'll be quicker if you just type and not do that stuff. That's all I'm saying. We have our caller Q is right now.
It's done.
It is done. We have a couple of folks listening, but we have no new folks, and the clock is almost at our 90.
Yeah.
Approaching the 90-minute mark anyway.
And I would like to tell all of you, I did receive a text message that I saw this morning from Lisa, and she said, hugs and love. So maybe she just had to take a little break from us.
Well, you need to let her know that she doesn't, because that wasn't the flavor last night. So
she doesn't what?
Have to disengage.
Right, exactly.
But you got to let her know, because you were like...
I will.
You were not giving that vibe out last night.
Well,
so.
Last night was a night.
I'm just saying, though.
I think it was Laura Grant who said it best. She said, wow, was that ever intense? And, you know, I rarely react that way with a reading recipient, you know. But everything just seemed to line up, and I just, you know, I am not ashamed. I just wish that I'd have listened to the advice I had received sooner. All right.
And you make it sound like things are already in motion that cannot be unchanged, first
well, you
of
know
all.
Something you gotta
That's all I got to tell you.
When you find yourself and you are just...
Now, here we go.
Wide open and telling people how you feel or what you think. It's a meant to be type of situation. I think that it all came together and it was meant to be.
And women obviously jump to always an extreme, though. That's the difference.
Must you?
Oh, I must, because it is a frickin' truth. You guys always got to spin off to the most extreme possible thing on this planet. Can't be an in-between, mind you. No, we can't have in-between.
So any male that's transitioning to be a female, does that mean they're going to have to take lessons on how to be overly dramatic? And
I want to know why the fuck on earth they would want to do such a thing to begin with. Maybe they want to be insane. I guess they want to be insane and be light. And the problem is, here's the deal. If you're a woman... And you can do insane shit and say, well, I'm a woman. And they just, it's like a get out of jail free card for doing stupid shit. Well, you know, I got hormones. I'm a woman, you know, or, you know, I'm menstruating. And I'm on my period, so I can go crazy. What, it must be nice to have a card like that to get you out of trouble.
That is so,
so true.
Man, you are being so judgy.
It is true, though. They say that. They say that. Like, oh, I almost ripped your head off. Well, you know, it's that time of the month. It's that time of the month, so you got
to
understand.
You
really?
Don't
I wish
talk
once
to
a month
other.
I could rip somebody's head off and not have to be accountable for
you.
It. For
you
it.
Don't share with each other. Like, we women will say, oh, my God, I'm having the worst menstrual cramps ever. Do you guys ever say, well, God, I have blue balls like you wouldn't believe?
Because you don't you know what? A person doesn't have to share every goddamn thing in their life. They don't have to do that. You don't. You don't have to say every little thing that's bothering you. You don't. I don't know why women have to say every goddamn little thing that bothers them. They have to let the entire world know.
Well, maybe we just live our lives differently than you. It's different.
Well, you do. And that's why and I wasn't necessarily making fun of you. I'm saying, why on earth would a male want to become a female and join that club of insanity? I will never know.
But you sure don't mind impregnating us, do you?
First of all, don't make it sound like we are impregnating you. It takes two to tango. So first of all, don't start that bullshit. He knocked me up. Oh, really? Really, what happened? Did he hit you like caveman with a club and did you while you were asleep? Nah, you were an active willing participant. So you don't ever blame the guy. That's a 50-50 freaking liability there. Both are to blame.
I have a lady.
Both.
I have a lady private client who has told me she's really pissed at men because they will pretend they're using a condom and she'll find out, first of all, there's no evidence. There's no condom, you know, used condom laying around. And a lot of them will just admit, well, I don't like them.
I've never heard any guy that would pretend, though. Because it's, that doesn't make any sense. But
well, you know, and if you look at different fish and different species, a lot of men like to eat their young. So I guess it means you aren't really, like Catherine said, we're wired differently.
Oh, I know. I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying, but why would an actual guy that is wired as a man want to cross over to that frickin' world?
Well, maybe they love our clothes.
I mean, that's, I don't know. That's like crossing into another realm of insanity that you can't go back from.
We saw an individual today as we were mailing a big package. And after we left, I said, Jim, that guy is, that person's transitioning from male to female. And he was like, well, how do you know?
Or what direction? Maybe it was going the other way. You
well,
don't know. You don't know in the middle.
Well, but you know, I guess you're right. In his,
you don't know. When they're in the middle.
Name.
Right. In the middle, you don't know. Right.
But
what was the
wearing
name?
Wearing a bra.
What was the
I
name?
I don't want to say it on the
No, no. What kind of name was it? You said male or
male
female?
Male name.
Then I think it's the other way around because they usually grab the name first.
And
I think it's female going to male then.
He was wearing a bra. I could see it through the
that's my guess.
Mailing place shirt.
That's my guess.
Or, yeah, their shirt. And he had 5 o'clock shadows. So, and earrings. Both earrings. Both earrings. So, I mean.
Oh, both earrings. The earrings don't mean shit anymore.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean.
No, I'm not saying anything wrong. I just like it. I don't understand, but you know what?
So maybe he's going from Logan to Laura.
I think if the person already has the male name, usually they take the name first before they do anything when they're in the process. That's what from my experience, and I don't have much experience. But usually if a guy wants to be a chick, he's on the chick name quick.
That's a really good question, Catherine, and I don't remember. Did you notice if he had his
I never noticed that. I never.
You
I'm not
don't
a,
really have one, do
I'm
you?
I'm not a throat guy. I'm not like, oh, look at your throat there. I'm not a vampire. I don't really
I mean,
stare
you
at throats.
Have a Adam's apple? I don't think so.
Well, obviously I do. This is whether you notice her or not.
He's got a double chin, but I don't know if there's a... He used to have a triple, so you're feeling
oh,
better.
Really, Deb? Do you want to do some body shaming? Because I could put you in the fucking center stage
oh,
if you want to go that route.
I went and had surgery.
Oh, really?
For the tummy tuck.
I'm just saying, if you want to go to... Oh, don't open doors that you can't close. Don't start that. Don't start body shaming because you can't take it like a guy can. A guy doesn't give a shit. Women, well, if somebody says, you know what, you're fat, the women are like, they're going to go commit suicide.
Jeanette, that's a very true fact, that some men just want to, you know, cross-dress.
Yeah, but this one, not, I don't think so.
No.
There was something, I sensed something, too, more than just two.
Well, and he's very attractive.
Well, I didn't give a shit. I didn't care. I'm just saying. I don't care. Do what you want to do. Have a good time.
Well,
don't matter to me what you do. Yeah, I'm just saying... From what I've seen,
yeah.
A lot of times when they have made up their mind that it is going to happen, a lot of times the first thing they do, I've seen, is they adopt the new sex name.
Before they've transitioned.
Or when they first push the button, first start taking the pills or the hormones. A lot of times they embrace it right away by grabbing that name. So I think if this person had a male name, I bet it's a woman becoming a male. That's my guess. Could be wrong.
Well, no, I went and had... A abdominoplasty, basically a tummy tuck, because when you birthed 5 babies and they were all C-sections, but that doesn't really tighten things up.
Yeah, we got to wrap it.
The plastic surgeon said that all of my, because I had such big babies, all of my abdominal muscles were on the side. Well, anyway, he was also that had been written up in medical journals because he's the guy that East Coast people go to when they want to become a woman. He builds them the boobies. And when they want to become a man, he takes the boobies away. And he was starting to do genital work. I thought, wow, that's got to be really, like, just mind-bending, you know? But, yeah, people out there support them when they change. I don't know what I would do if one of my sons, I guess I would support if Lance wanted to be Laura or Lori, I guess I would. What does that mean? Less than?
That means you got to wrap it.
All right.
Because the chick's going to come on and start yelling at us. The automated chick, the automated blog talk chick's going to start giving us a warning.
British?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's many different reasons it could be.
Oh, yesterday. Well, we were kind of touching on it. Go and watch it.
We can't watch it.
Well, I'm taking it out of hibernation.
Okay.
And putting it back out. All right. Well, I guess we'll go say goodbye.
We got a pretty. Well, you can pick.
There's not much to pick from. Dire Straits, my favorite.
That's fine. Then you have a choice.
We will see you soon.